Good morning. Yes. Good morning. Holy cow. Yeah, of course. It's been at least 12 seconds since I looked at the time, so I have no idea what it was because I've forgotten already. Wait a minute. 6.07 a.m. Friday, August 7th, 2015. 6.07. Yes. Yes. The official temperature here in Greeley is 54 degrees. At my house, it was 60. I'm going with 60. It is kind of chilly. I'm wearing an extra shirt today because it felt so chilly when I left the house. 55, it could very well be 55, and what my temperature reading at home is picking up the residual heat mass from yesterday, which was staggeringly hot. I think it was like 97, 98, which, you know, compared to Phoenix, isn't all that hot. Compared to us in August, isn't terribly hot. Unless you try to go out in it and do anything. So yeah, I'm up early. It's I got a sunrise picture this morning, just before sunrise. I was out at 5:55 or so, and the sunrise, local sunrise time, 6:03 here this morning. So it was just before 5, 6, 7, 8 minutes before sunrise, and it was beautiful. Oh, it's amazing. So we have a really pretty picture this morning. It's another 5K day yesterday. I had it done around 5:45, and got takeout for dinner. The wife and younger daughter were off down in Denver to the Pentatonix concert, and I basically laced around most of the evening, watched a little political coverage. And John Stewart leaving, which I count as political coverage. I understand there was also a debate. I didn't see any of it, actually. I'm sure it was scintillating, and I'm sure we'll see it torn apart six ways from Sunday between now and the next debate. So, yeah, moving on. Where are we? Okay, I've already got 1,000 words down for the day. That's only it's just a little bit past 6 in the morning because I was up at 4. The cats, the elder daughter had to go to work this morning, and she was up at 2. And for some reason, it woke me up. It almost never wakes me up, but it woke me up at 2 o'clock. And the cats decided that this morning, that would be a good idea to start ramming around at 3. At 4, I gave up on trying to sleep. And got a little over an hour in this morning. I haven't had breakfast. I've barely had a cup of coffee. But I've been up for about 2 hours already. And I've already got 1,000 words on the day. So I'm pretty stoked, as you can probably tell, because I'm going a mile a minute in terms of talking. I don't know that I'm walking that fast, but I am certainly talking fast this morning. The big challenge today is finding a name for the company that Ishmael and Pip are forming. I think we have a wiener. A bunch of fans on Facebook decided that they needed a Solar Clipper fan page or fan group, and started a closed community of Solar Clipper fans where they could talk to each other, and I would occasionally spend some time with them and talk to them. And so if you're interested, I think it's pretty easy to find. I think there is a link on one of the Nathan Lowell pages in the bottom of a conversation there. If you're having trouble finding it, let me know, and I'll post a link or something. If you're interested, you could, and have a Facebook account and all the rest of that. That's a thing. Oh, I suppose I could do the same thing in Google Plus and give them, those who don't like Facebook but are on Google Plus. I think it's probably a little more useful than the fan forums, which I have not been to in forever. Somebody made a request the other day and I did approve them. And it took me a few minutes to remember my login credentials. It had been so long. And there were over 67,000 new members waiting, all of which, except for one, were spam. Which is why I have to approve everyone, because otherwise that would get really ugly really fast and Bluehost would complain, which they do periodically. So, yeah, I need a name for the company that Ishmael and... Good morning. And Cargo First, Philip Carstairs, will be forming. And I think we have a winner. One came in overnight that I think captures what I'm looking for. And it went in a completely different direction than I was expecting. So we'll have to see. We'll see how this goes. I think so, yes. Anyway. Let's see. I have a bad feeling about today and tomorrow. The wife and kid will be home later this morning, and then we're going to have guests in town until Sunday morning. And I'm afraid that I'm going to be tapped tomorrow to spend the day entertaining my wife's guests. It's one of her old college chums and one of her progeny. And I think I'm going to get tapped to drive them out to Pawnee Buttes, which is a protected grassland under the protection of the Bureau of Land Management. It's a couple of, I don't know if they're sandstone? I don't remember now, limestone? Anyway, there are a couple of plinths, mesas. Not mesas, buttes. I think they're buttes. Of course, Pawnee Buttes. There are a couple of buttes that are out on the plains. They're quite astonishing. They're quite interesting to look at. It's I think they're limestone. Because occasionally one might find fossils in those buttes. Theoretically, you're not supposed to pick them up and take them home, but I suppose people do, because it's just, you know, it's an open, there's nobody checking your pockets when you go in or come out, so who knows. I suspect as long as you don't go in there with a prospecting hammer and a wheelbarrow, you're probably okay. But it's, geez, how far is it, 2 hours out there? It's quite a ways from here anyway. It's quite a good ways out onto the plains. And there is there is nothing out there except the buttes and an occasional crossroad with four or five buildings, one of which might be a gas station. It's, until you've been out there, it's sometimes difficult to really come to grips with just how flat and just how barren it is. I mean, even Kansas, which is about as flat as you can find, or Nebraska, is which is nearly as flat as Kansas. The line in, what is it, Unforgiven, where Gene Hackman says, "Yes, I thought I was dead once to myself, but I was just in Nebraska." They're flat, but they have stuff. So you'll be driving down the road, and there'll be a crossroads every 10, 20 miles. And in between, there'll be fields. So there'll be, you know, 3-mile-long field of soybeans and 3-mile-long field of corn. You know, all kinds of crops out there. Bunk post. Occasionally, you'll find a center pivot, sprinkler, all that stuff. Out in northeastern Colorado, while you will occasionally find those places, because of the way they allocated the sections to public use and private use, and public use being under the control of the Bureau of Land Management, private use being for sale to the public, which is kind of weird, but yeah, public lands aren't, it can't be purchased by the public, but private lands can, which is, it's one of those, what? But yeah, it makes a certain amount of sense when you consider that it can't be private land unless you can buy it as a private citizen. And public lands are supposedly open and available to everyone for everything except actually owning it and building on it. So, yeah, okay. Oh, last quarter moon, look at that. Oh, that's beautiful. It's a straight overhead solar noon, the last quarter noon, because it's just, you know, it's just a couple of minutes past local sunrise here, so, which means that, yeah, the moon is as close to directly overhead as it's going to get this time of year. And there's a lot of blue sky with some sort of wispy cirrus clouds up there. It's a beautiful morning. It's a lovely morning. I'm glad I came out early. I'm going to go home, make some oatmeal, get some breakfast. The kid will be home from work in another couple hours. And maybe by then I can have another 1,000 words or two. I don't know. We'll see how it goes. Today could be a big day. I'm not holding out a whole lot of hope for the day being a big day, because I'm pretty sure I'm going to get leaned on to play host and to not be, and I'll use a little finger quotes, antisocial by hanging out in the basement and ignoring our, again with a little finger quotes, guests. At least this little visit will be over by Sunday morning, and we might be able to get back to some sort of semblance of normality. I can hope, anyway. I've got to get... I'm trying to think what I've got to do next in the story. We're waiting on word from Pip's father. Pip came with one set of instructions from Carstairs LLC and is now going to change his mission in a way that conflicts with what his father and the company, the family advisory board sent him to do. It's not changed substantially, but going into partnership with Ishmael was not in the original mandate, and he has to get permission to do that in order to free the funds to pursue the partnership. I think technically speaking, because he has a power, durable power of attorney, he doesn't actually have to get permission, but being a wise businessman, he will consult with the fam before he commits 110 million credits. It's just one of those little nice to have. So, we're waiting for Roger Carstairs to come back, and of course he's going to approve it. But we have to have a little bit of tension. Nobody really I'm sure nobody really expects he's going to turn him down, but they do have a plan B just in case he does. And they won't execute the plan B, but spoiler, they will actually do the original plan. So we have to have a name, and I think we've got the name. One came in overnight. There's been a lot of choices that are, you know, largely amusing. You know, Better Deals in the Afternoon, Inc. Mm-hmm. And it's really hard to get a logo for that. Hard to get a, you know, it's like. BDITA Inc. No, it doesn't work. This is a lot of Lois and McKendrick Inc. And the problem is that those aren't names that these guys are going to pick, because they don't see themselves as that. Being McKendrick Mercantile Exchange and being, in a certain sense, representing the Lois McKendrick, now that made sense. This has nothing to do with Lois McKendrick, other than the fact that these two yahoos first met each other on board Lois. So, yeah, they're not going to pick anything like that. They're not going to go there. One of the contenders is Deep Dark Deliveries. DDD, which makes a really interesting logo with D's nested inside each other, with two D's in positive space and the middle D, the negative space between the two, which would be an interesting logo, 3D or D3, depending. That would be an interesting logo. Red Sail. One of the things that I thought of was Red Sail, because it's sort of a nod to the sailing days. It's kind of a nod to Blue Sun, which I don't want to be too derivative. I kind of like Red Sail, but I think the answer lies in a different direction. I think so. The more I've thought about it, I saw it this morning when I got up. It came in overnight. The more I see it, the more I like it. There's a certain negative connotation that comes with it that sets up the same sort of dissonance that Icarus does, but without the hubris factor, without the I don't need to worry about flying too close to the sun factor. And the interesting thing is that Icarus didn't actually fail. Icarus succeeded beyond Ishmael's wildest dreams in terms of the amount of money that he made from it, most of which he's going to lose access to because of this deal that he's going into with Pip. So he's going to be back to, okay, we have to make money on this because we have to keep flying. And the only way we can keep flying is if we make money. And Pip has some other ideas that he's not exactly sharing at this stage with Ishmael. So yeah, it's going to be fun. I hope it's going to be interesting. I hope it's going to be engaging. I hope people are going to like it. The early alpha readers have liked it pretty much. And yeah, somebody asked me about how do I become a beta reader, and the answer is stay tuned. I'll announce it on the podcast when I'm ready to get some more outside eyes on this thing, when I have an actual story completed and know where it is and where I'm going with it and where it ends up and all that. So yeah, whew, here I am at the back gate after a rambunctious stroll around the block. Where's my icon? There it is. 2022, so I wasn't really going that fast in terms of walking. I was talking to beat the band, so okay. Where am I? Oh, I'm at the back gate. Tomorrow's another day, and with any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.